You're listening to SBS News.
Hello, 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 hello,
hello.
Once a week, a band of Australian-based Brazilians play the game they enjoy more than any other. And although Australia's love of football is strong, it's nothing in comparison with Brazil's. Fernanda da Rosa was born in Rio Grande do Sul and used to play futsal professionally in Brazil. Mr. Rosa says there, sport is on another level.
I miss a lot the passion from Brazil, you know, the football there, the teams, because there I used to play like almost every day. And here, as soon as I get here, I struggle trying to find a team.
Lorraine Gomez is from Sao Paulo and also played futsal professionally in Brazil before coming to Australia 3 years ago to work as a cleaner. Miss Gomez loves the lifestyle in Sydney, but admits to worrying about her family back home, where she believes crime is out of control.
Brazil is like an amazing country, but it's not safe right now. It's really dangerous. I'm so sad about my family and everyone who I love who lives there. But yeah, if I can't choose to be here forever, I will be here forever for sure.
And when it comes to women's football, there are also concerns about how the women's game is run there. Fernanda da Rosa says although the passion for football in Brazil is intense, when it comes to the commitment to growing the women's game, Australia is in a stronger position.
Football is more like related to men, you know. Brazil now it's growing, the team of girls, like every big team needs to have girls team as well. So it's growing, but not as much as here, you know. Like here is really good. I love here because every Sunday you have girls playing and like female teams, and in Brazil, I don't know, but I know that it's growing. I just know that.
A victory for Brazil's women's team at the World Cup in France would act as a big boost to ensure the growth in the women's game there continues. Both Fernanda and Lorraine needed to work full-time away from their futsal careers in Brazil because there wasn't enough money in football alone. Lorraine is at a loss to explain why such a football-crazy country such as Brazil has failed to win the Women's World Cup.
I cannot tell you why the women in Brazil didn't win the cup once. It's like it's really a really good team. It's a really good, like, each is a really good one. But I think, like, as a team, is in a conjunct, is not too good. As Australia is a really good team.
The Matildas will find out just how good Brazil is when the countries meet in Montpellier in the early hours of June 14th. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.